Day Podcast. That's what this is called. And I'm going to have to change the name of it soon. As of now, it's called Movie A Day Podcast. But, you know, by the time you listen to it, this it may be called something else, because I haven't been putting out a movie a day. But today I have a movie for you. And I also have a TV series that I want to review, because I haven't been getting around to, you know what? Skip the TV series. I'll do it next time. This episode, I'm talking about a horror movie called VHS. It's an anthology. You know what an anthology is? It's a movie or even a comic book or something that has more than one story in it. It consists of more than one story. Or you can have an anthology TV series that has one story each week, like The Twilight Zone. And this is a horror anthology set in the style of found footage, quote unquote found footage, you know, where the movie is only made up of footage that people captured on their video or was captured by, you know, like surveillance tape or something like that. And you have to tell the story that way to quote unquote creatively put together the story. I hate found footage movies. I can't fucking stand them. This one wasn't that bad. This one was good. Actually, I say it was good. Yeah. Even though it consisted of many stories and half of them were good. Even though it was five, I say two and a half were good. Actually, maybe even two was good. But the other three, I didn't really give a shit about. But for some reason, I still like the movie because the good ones pushed it over the edge. You know, and other ones were somewhat entertaining until you got to, you know, you got into the M. Night Shyamalan ending. So basically, the frame of the movie, the main story of the movie is these guys who are assholes, and they want to make sure you know they're assholes, so if something bad happens to them later, you won't give a shit, and you will be happy about it, maybe even. And we don't spend that much time with them, so it's okay not to like them. And basically, they're assaulting women on the street, and they're doing a-hole things. I think just doing all kinds of jackass stunts, except they're victimizing people. They're making people, you know, they're hurting people, or they're attacking, kind of assaulting people while they're doing it. And they put their antics on the internet, because they're capturing it on video. And they are paid a lot of money to go to someone's house at night and steal a certain videotape. And they got a video. They're gonna video record the whole thing. Basically, that's it for their story. And in between there is the framing device, because as they're looking through the tapes and watching the tapes to see if it's the video that they're looking for, you know, we are watching the movie. They put in the tape. Oh, is this the video? They put it in, and we see one of the stories. And then they take it out, and we see another story. And I wasn't paying that much to their story. It wasn't that interesting. They were walking around the house. There's a creepy old man in the house. Who gives a fuck? But the first video they watched is called Amateur Night. And it's a simple story. It's short enough. Three asshole guys. They have rented a motel room in the city. They gonna go out and have fun in the clubs, and they're gonna want to bring back a chick for a one night stand, or chicks, I should say, bring them back and fuck them. And that's it. But one of the guys, there's three guys. They meet two women, but one of the women they meet is a really creepy bitch who, all she does, like it says here in this summation of it, it says she acts aloof and only responds to the one guy by saying, "I like you. I like you." Okay, that's not acting aloof. That's acting mentally challenged. There's no way in hell you want, unless you're horny as fuck. Well, see, that's what make it believable. These guys are horny as fuck. They think maybe she's just drunk or something, I guess. And they take her back to the hotel to fuck her. Now, and they take another girl back. Now, up Now, in the guy's defense, or to say that they're not the worst person people in the world, one of the girls passes out, but they don't fuck her. Well, what do you know? What do you know? They don't fuck her because she passed out. What? Why? Because they know that's rape. And that's a note to the kids in Steubenville and the people of Steubenville and the assholes who say, hey, if a girl passes out drunk, that is her invitation for guys to have sex with her. No asshole, even this B level horror movie knows that that's fucking rape. The a-holes in this, and these guys are a-holes, they know it's rape in this movie. They don't, they say, oh damn, can't get with her. So, basically, the nerdy guy is the one who gets the weird chick, and the other two guys is like trying to mack on the other normal chick who no one knows each other. I mean, the girls don't know each other, the guys don't know the girls. And let's just say, I don't want to give it away, but this is a creepy bitch, and creepy shit is gonna happen, because once they get them back to the hotel and that one girl passes out, the guys push the nerd aside and want to fuck the weird chick, and shit happens. Okay, horror movie shit happens, and it's what you're looking for. It delivers. And some people, I said they, somebody said they hated this fucking movie. But I don't know why. And this person likes horror movies and stuff like that, and likes, they're into retro or the VHS era and stuff. That wouldn't make you like the movie just because you're into VHS, even though what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you into VHS? There's digital video now. What the fuck you need a big ass VHS tape for? The point is, I like this story, Amateur Night, and I also like, let me skip to the other one I liked and just, get to it. One of the last stories, actually, and this is cool, it's the very last story, because the wrapping story that wraps around so we can see all these stories, that ends right before the last and the best story takes place. It's called 10/31/98, which, because that's the date on the videotape, that's the date when it happens, Halloween 1998. And it's awesome. It's pretty good because it's quick and to the point. And it's just some guys going out on Halloween, in their 20s, and they're trying to find their friend's house where the Halloween party is at. But instead, they find a different house, and some weird shit is going on there. And basically, there's lots of ghosts and haunting spirits, and it's this is a haunted horror, a haunted house movie or a story, I should say. It's quick to the point. It's a haunted house. When you think of creepy shit happening at a haunted house as a kid, this is it. Okay? It's quick. Motherfuckers get taken care of. Motherfuckers get fucked up. Even the effects for this, which is just a video, is very good effects. Okay? Just like in this first story that I reviewed, or the first story I liked, called Amateur Night, that the effects were decent there. Where in that one, they kind of used deflection. They deflected away, and they would cut back to the monsters and stuff like that at the right time. This here, 10/31/98, you see effects right on screen, okay, and it's brilliant because the video looks like old school video that you would have had in 1998, and but the and that just makes the visual effects that more creepy because you don't expect them to happen. So the two that I recommend are Amateur Night and 10/31/98. The other two, fuck them, or three. I think that there's three. One of them I forgot. Okay, there's this guy, Ty West. He's a horror director, and he direct, because these are all by different directors. Ty West, Second Honeymoon. Oh, fuck that. Okay, but I don't know. It's just like, okay, if you were reading one of those old anthology comic books from the 70s, one of their horror, this looks like one of their bad stories. Like when the writer, it's a decent writer who usually writes good stories. He just wrote a bad, he got lazy and he wrote a bad one. And it's unlike the other ones, there's no supernatural shit happening, or there's nothing that could be considered super creepy. When at the end of it, I just said, oh, that's a crime. I mean, that's a fucked up crime that happened. And it just ends abruptly. The story makes sense, but it's like, what's the point? I mean, why would you just, show the crime? That's all they did. I mean, and it's depressing and it's sad. Well, I mean, you know, what I mean is it's so realistic. It's like, what the fuck? What's going on here? Why would you put that in the movie? So that second honeymoon, thumbs down. The other one, Tuesday the 17th, was okay. That's stupid. It's basically a bunch of people in the woods getting hunted down by a mysterious creature. Because I forgot the name of that video game that's out with the Slender Man. That's the name of the video game, the Slender Man. It's that, if Slender Man was made into a horrible movie or a horrible TV episode, and ain't even long enough to be that. Tuesday the 17th, thumbs down. And then the last story, the sick thing that happened to Emily when she was younger. Now this is sick. Because at the end of this, I was just sad. I was like, oh, that's fucked up. And also, it didn't make any sense. The story is about a girl who is basically, she's on her laptop on Skype talking to her boyfriend who lives in another state, and strange things are happening to her. She thinks the house is haunted, and he, as we're watching her video through his eyes, or we're watching through the laptop with him, strange things are happening in her house. Strange things are happening to her, and he's comforting her through this whole ordeal, which takes place over a days or a couple of weeks or something like that. But at the end, one thing you're saying is, damn, that's fucked up. And the other thing you're saying is, there's a plot hole. Well, I found a plot hole. Okay. It's just a plot hole. I ain't even gonna say what the plot hole is. It doesn't matter anyway, because it's, you know, it's just thinking that's fucked up, but it doesn't even make any sense when you think about it, what the twist is at the end. Anyway, that's the sick thing that happened to Emily when she was younger, and the person who wrote that was sick. Now, how long I've been talking about this? VHS, if you're into horror movies and B-horror movie and things like that, and just, you know, you're always looking for something kind of different, this is worth a look, okay? But those two stories I liked. And all of the stories, except for the Haunted House one, 1030-198, all of them are kind of like, you know, something you've seen before, okay? It's nothing to be, you know, if you've seen Jeepers Creepers, you've seen Amateur Night. The only one the one that I really wanted to see was 1031-98, and it was good, but it's short, you know, so I recommend it. Say out of 5 stars, I give it 3 stars, but that's mostly for those two movies I recommended, the 1031-98 and Amateur Night. This has been Thoom. Check out the website, thoommovies.blogspot.com. And check out my comic book podcast, Thoomcast. Thoom, what was it? I'm trying to think of the website. Oh, thoomcast.blogspot.com. That's the comic book show. Until next time, what I got for you? Oh, I got Grimm, the TV show. Yeah, I do TV shows too. So that's the next review. But until then, take it easy. I'm out.